a Texas preacher with a positive message, a best-selling book, and a dazzling smile. But he also has his critics.
It's a perverted gospel.
His exclusive interview with CBS 11's Karen Borda as the coverage continues next. You're watching CBS 11 News at 10 with Tracy Rollins, Karen Borda. Coverage you can count on.
I think that's the message that's caught on why so many people watch, because I'm always building them up, telling them what they can do.
Joel Osteen is a Texas minister and now best-selling author who has captured the attention of thousands of Christians through his message of hope and encouragement.
But what's so special about him that we would travel to Houston to meet him? Tonight, I sit down with Osteen to talk about his mega church, his worldwide ministry, and his critics. Each weekend, tens of thousands of people from around the world come to Houston.
How many of you are ready to worship the Lord today? Amen.
Each is seeking the same thing, a sermon from Joel Osteen, senior pastor at Houston's Lakewood Church.
Y'all watch it over there?
These women are from East Africa.
Oh God, I'm speechless. I'm glad I came here today.
Joel and Pramila Dianonan are from Toronto.
Pastor Osteen's message is extremely positive. Nothing about no negativity.
Such testimonials aren't unusual. More than 30,000 adults regularly attend his church, making it, by some accounts, the largest and fastest growing congregation in America. His weekly sermon is broadcast in more than 100 countries, and he now has a best-selling book. What makes him so popular?
We're not beating people down, and I just feel like we've got enough negative things pulling us down, and I try to give people a boost for the week to make it practical and relevant.
Joel Osteen followed his father into the pulpit.
You have so much in you. There's so much more you can accomplish.
But the message is his own.
That's my whole belief in that. Go out expecting good things to happen. Don't go out expecting people to not want to help you. Expect to have preferential treatment, knowing that you're a child of the Most High God.
It was upon his father's death in 1999 that Osteen left his behind-the-scenes job at Lakewood's television ministry to become senior pastor.
You know, when my father died, it just was all of a sudden it was in me. I knew it was what I was supposed to do, and so I just stepped up and did it.
Osteen's ministry has grown so popular in the 5 years he's been senior pastor at Lakewood Church, they've outgrown their 7,800-seat facility. They've since leased the Compact Center, which seats 16,000.
Come to an end in your faith.
But even as thousands are drawn to Osteen's positive message, some folks just aren't buying it.
It's a perverted gospel that panders to the individual self, the isolated self, and that's the problem with it.
Ole Anthony is the founder and president of the Trinity Foundation, a Dallas-based televangelist watchdog group. He says Osteen's message is simply cotton candy theology.
I would have no problem with him if he was doing it in the name of Bruce or saying that it was some kind of self-help seminar. But it has really nothing to do with the cross of God.
I believe that we should have a prosperous mindset, but I do think, and a whole chapter in my book is dedicated to, we are blessed to bless others. I never say we're blessed to just say, you know what, this is all for me, me, me.
His supporters say Osteen simply has a God-given ability to make people smile.
God's given me a great life, and I've always smiled all my life. In my baby pictures, I'm smiling. So, you know, people kid me about it, but I think it's great. I love to smile.
Osteen never went to the seminary and only went to college for one semester. But he says after editing his father's sermons for 17 years, he's qualified to preach.